O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Good morning and welcome to today's reflection. We will be reflecting on Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20, with emphasis on verse 10, which reads, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." The night Jesus was born, I believe there was great celebrations in heaven, which extended to earth. God made sure there was a spectacular display of the heavenly host, praising him for the great thing he had done by sending his son Jesus to redeem mankind. Every time I read about the night Jesus was born, I think light, camera, action. Like something out of a blockbuster Hollywood movie. Only, this is much better. It is God revealing himself to us, giving us a glimpse of the splendor of his glory, of how powerful and majestic he is. In today's world of smartphones and social media, we will probably have a notification on our mobile phones, a Facebook post, an Instagram story, or even it will make primetime news on major news network like the BBC or CNN. But God had a much better plan. The Creator made use of his creations to display and proclaim the wonders of his grace, to declare the promises he had made about the promised Messiah had come to pass. I like that the angel appeared to shepherds who are ordinary people like you and me, to declare God's extraordinary gifts of love, joy, and peace. The joy expressed on the night Jesus was born is genuine, inexpressible, and overwhelming. Nothing like the world has ever seen, and none like the world could ever give. It is true, eternal, and it is based on our personal relationship with Jesus, who is our unending source of great joy. I am reminded that just as there was much rejoicing over the birth of Jesus on the night he was born, God also rejoices over us when we come to know him and give our lives to him. He rejoices over us as we bask in his love and delve deeper to know his heart and his will for our lives. This joy the Bible speaks of is a sense of comfort and confidence we experience, knowing that Jesus has paid the price for our sins in full and is always fighting for us. When the shepherds received this great news, they responded by rejoicing and praising God. They could not contain their emotions, neither did they keep the good news to themselves. They shared the good news by telling others. I think Christmas is one of the most perfect opportunities that we too can use to share the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ, despite the hectic and busy nature of this special time of the year. I believe we can still take the opportunity to share the amazing gifts that God gave us on the night Jesus was born. We can share that true peace, love, and joy can only be found when we form a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that this time of the year reminds us that Jesus came to set us free. Give us the boldness and confidence we need, O Lord, to share this good news in whatever way possible. May we show love, kindness, generosity, and most importantly, compassion to our family, friends, neighbors, loved ones, and anyone we come across, so that they too may experience your love through our actions. In Jesus' name we pray.